Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitan.
Shabbat Shalom. Open your Bibles, please. We are studying in the Gospel of Mark. Today we are continuing in Mark chapter 9, and we will continue from verse 14 to verse 32. This ninth chapter of the Gospel of Mark is rather a long chapter. There is a lot to share and to present before us all, and so I would like to just read from chapter 9 and verse 14 of Mark to verse 32. So please open your Bible and follow me as I am reading. Verse 14, we read, "And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, Rabbi, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it also since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And of the time it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Yeshua said unto him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When Yeshua saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Yeshua took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And I'm stopping here with the reading. I read from chapter 9, verses 14 to verse 32 of the Gospel of Mark, and in the progress as we make together, beloved brothers and sisters, in the study of the Gospel, this portion is really deals with the importance of faith, the importance of simply believing the Lord, believing God, believing the Lord, Yeshua, the Messiah. I do not know if you have noticed, but in this portion that we have read, more than a few times the word believe or faith have been mentioned in our chapter as we read this portion together, especially in the verses that we just read in verses 23 and 24. Yeshua said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible unto him that believe. And this man, the father of the child, says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Now, I would like to suggest today, beloved brothers and sisters, that we do not only need faith in the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, in order to be forgiven and to receive salvation, but the believer in the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, needs faith not only in order to go to heaven and to be eternally saved, but we need faith in the person of the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, every day in our life. Wherever we live, whatever the circumstances we find ourselves living at, our family situation, our job situation, our children situation, those that are young at school, if you are there, wherever we are here in this world, we need faith in the Mashiach, in the Messiah, not only in order to be saved and to go to heaven, but also to have day by day life that is pleasing to the Lord. Unfortunately, we are no different than these disciples, is that we believe in Yeshua for our eternal salvation, but we must admit that we oftentimes do not believe that he is able to carry us through in various circumstances and trials that we experience in our lives. And that's why at times, beloved brothers and sisters, we have no spiritual power to live our life for God here in this world. And that's why many times, unfortunately, we are not victorious in our spiritual walk here in this world. Satan defeat us, the world tempt us, the flesh overcome us when we do not allow the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, to rule and reign over our life because of the lack of faith that we have here in our lives, even as believers. These words that we find out spoken by the father of that sick child where he said, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. We can say that at times in our life we are unbelievers, believers. We are believers who don't believe that God is able to carry us through in our day-by-day living. Now, you notice the contrast here. When Yeshua the Messiah have arrived here in verse 14, as it says, and he came to his disciples, he just came down from the Mount of Transfiguration. He was there on Mount Hermon, we believe, which we have read in the first 13 verses of Mark chapter 9. He transfigured before Peter, James, and John, Shimon, Petros, Yaakov, and Yohanan. And he revealed to them, he gave them a preview over the future messianic kingdom. Moses, Moshe, Elijah, Eliyahu were there speaking with him. And Shimon, Petros, Simon, Peter said to him, Lord, it is good that we are here. Let us build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Peter wanted so badly to now enter into the messianic kingdom, to the future kingdom that was promised to the people of Israel. But of course, Peter did not quite grasp the fact that before the kingdom going to come, before the glory going to come, sufferings and sorrows and the Messiah's death has to come first. If there will ever be a kingdom in this world, if the Jewish people will ever be gathered back to the land, if Yeshua the Messiah ever is going to rule and reign over this world and have shalom, have peace in this world, he must first of all die for the sin of this world. This is important. In order for the human race to be blessed, the Messiah had to die. Sin had to be punished. And the Messiah died on that cross, on the tree, for our justification. But you notice now the contrast, beloved brothers and sisters, from the utopia, from the mountain, he's coming now down from the mountain, and he's going now to deal with the day-by-day issues of life. In a sense, I would like to suggest that it's like for us too. One day we are on the mountain, we rejoice in the presence of the Lord. We enjoy the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, in our life. We enjoy the meeting. We gather together. We can sing to the Lord. We sing the praises of God. And then we leave the meeting and we are going back to the jobs, to our families, to our issues and our problems. Or it's wonderful to be on a mountain, to be in the top and enjoying the Lord's presence and the people of God, being under the sound of the word. It is wonderful. But then we come down and we are back to the day-by-day problems. Families, children, jobs, opposition, financial problem, health issues. All those things that we all just came from right now as we came to this meeting hall today. We all came from all sort of situation in our life. And when we're going to finish the meeting, we're going to go back to the day-by-day challenges that we all face in our life. Well, you see, the lesson that we learn from this passage is that we need the Lord just as much as we needed him here to be in the midst of his own people and enjoy the word of God. We need him when we go home to face the problems that we experience in our own life. And here he's teaching these lessons to his very own disciples. So now, brothers and sisters, Yeshua come down. We see in Mark 9, these verses 14 to 18, we learn something that the disciples who remain below, you remember he took three to the mountain, Peter, James, and John, there were other nine that remained below. And when he come down and he's arriving back down to the ground or back down to Caesarea Philippi or this area down from Mount Hermon, he's coming down and what does he see? He find out, notice in verse 14, he came to his disciples, those are the ones that remain below the mountain. We find out that he saw great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. Apparently, the scribes, these were the sofrim. In Hebrew, we call them the sofrim. These are the scribes who copies the scripture very carefully. These are part of the Pharisees who were the spiritual leaders of our people, Israel. They were now approaching the disciples. And apparently, he found that the scribes were questioning the remaining disciples that were still below as Yeshua came down from Mount Hermon for the Mount of Transfiguration. And again, the Sofrim is very interesting because the scribes of those days did not begin then and there. You know, the first scribe that we read in Scripture, in the Tanakh, we read about Ezra, the scribe, in Ezra 7. He was a ready scribe, a faithful scribe, who wanted to maintain order among our people of all the people of Israel. And Ezra was the first scribe of whom we read in the time when they returned from Babylon. Time passed by, many other scribes over the generation of our people Israel have been risen, and now those scribes became very meticulous, very particular. They were part of the Pharisees, the Pushim in the land of Israel in the day when Yeshua was here on earth. So the scribes were questioning the disciples. They were questioning them. Well, Yeshua was not there. He was on a mountain. Now he's coming down. And he sees all these questioning by the scribes. And of course, the scribes knew their Bible very well. They knew the Tanakh very well. And they can ask all kind of questions. And they knew very well that the disciples, those Jewish Talmidim, the disciples, followed Yeshua the Messiah. So they questioning them with all sort of questions. Why are you doing that? Why you don't do this? Why you don't keep that? Why you keep that? And so on. Tell us more about Yeshua. Tell us more about what he taught you. And all these questioning that they would question, that we don't read exactly what questions they were questioning them. I'm sure that there were many, many things that they've asked and the disciples were seeking to present to them. So we read there that not only that there were disciples there, not only that there were the scribes there, verse 14 and verse 15 said that there were other multitude of people, Jewish people in Galilee from the northern part of the land of Israel. Great multitude. Once again, verse 14, they were eager to talk to the person of Jesus, of Yeshua the Messiah. So Yeshua in verse 15, straightway, as they saw him, the multitude, when they saw him, they were running unto him to salute him, to say, Shalom, Shalom. They really wanted to hear from him additional teaching, but also that he will heal the sick that they have had in their midst, that he will heal them from all their diseases, and that he will meet their needs as well. They wanted that because they had been people just like you and I who have many, many needs, and Yeshua the Messiah was the one that is able to meet their needs. And so we find out that in the next verses, because there we find out about the disciples of the Lord, that they were not able to serve the Lord in casting demons there, because we find out the reason, because they were not in tune with the person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Notice what we read. And he asked the scribe, what question, verse 16, ye with them, what are you questioning my disciples? What is the question that you have towards them? He's asking these scribes. And again, this is the second time that we find the word scribes. In Hebrew, the word is sofrim. Sofrim are those that were copying the scripture carefully, maybe writing all sort of commentaries about the word of God. But they called in Hebrew sofrim. We still have scribes like this today in the land of Israel, very conservative religious individuals, that they are the ones who are carefully copying the various scripture to maintain that as it was given. So now notice what happened. After the Lord asked them, what is your question that you have for them? Then all of a certain man, verse 17 and 18, the first half of verse 18, there was one man, notice, he said, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, or Rabbi in Hebrew, Rabbi, he said, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and he become rigid, or pinneth away, and I spake to thy disciples, listen, that they should cast him out, and notice, they couldn't. So you notice what we learn here immediately, that the man that had a sick son, now just imagine, beloved brothers and sisters, this son that he had was possessed by a demon. Yesterday in our Bible class, we talked about Miriam from Magdal, Miriam Magdalene. She had seven spirits possessed her, demons. And the Lord took all these demons out. And she loved the Lord. She served the Lord. She lived for the Lord. She wanted to be with him. And when he rose from the dead, she wept because she couldn't find the body of Yeshua, the Messiah. John chapter 20. Here we have another one. That his very own son was possessed with a demon. Satan attacked him, possessed his body. And apparently, according to those verses 17 and 18, look what we said, I brought unto your disciples, actually to you, but you were not there. The disciples were there. I brought my son. He has a dumb spirit. In Hebrew, ruach ilem. Cannot speak. But it's not only this, he's saying to him in verse 18, wheresoever he, this is the demon, this evil spirit, wherever he takes my son, he tears him apart. And not only this, he foams and he gnashes with his teeth and he becomes very rigid. You can just imagine, beloved brothers and sisters, how this father has felt. He had a son that he loved. And his son couldn't speak with him, but not only that, the demon, when he entered unto him, wherever he takes him, he tears him apart. He caused him to behave in a terrible way. And not only that, according to verse 18, he foams from out of his mouth. There's all this foam coming out of his mouth, but even more, he gnashes with his teeth and he becomes very rigid. Like that. You can just imagine. How would you and I feel if our sons or our daughter or our family member will behave like this because a demon occupied that person? Terrible condition. Beloved brothers and sisters. And the father loved his son. He wanted so badly that his son will be healed, and he was trying to find an answer for that. And obviously the only one that could answer is the person of the Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. So he said in verse 17, I brought my son unto you, but then you were not there, so I came to your disciples, and as it says here in verse 18 at the end, I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, but listen to this, they could not. Now it is so interesting, because if you just please turn a few chapters back, just want you to notice that earlier in chapter 6, just go back to chapter 6 of the Gospel of Mark, I want you to notice that in verse 7, and he called the 12 unto him, and he began to send them forth two by two, and listen to what it says in verse 7, and he gave them power over unclean spirit. Look what it says in verse 13, of the same chapter, Mark 6:13, and they cast out many demons, and they anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. You see, Yeshua have already empowered them earlier in their ministry. He have already gave them, these are the apostles, this is not every individual. These are the immediate apostles, those shlichim. They were the early apostles that were empowered by the Lord with the ability to cast out demons and to heal the sick, not with their own power, but with the power of the Lord. But time passes by. The Lord is a little bit away. He's gone to the Mount of Hermon, Mount of Transfiguration. The disciples are below. This man bringing his son that is possessed with a demon, and he wants the Lord to heal him. Yeshua is not there, so he brings his son to his disciples, and according to this verse 18, he says, they could not heal my son. Now, it is interesting, and I would like to make a suggestion here, that sometimes in our lives because of our lack of fellowship with the Lord. We are lacking in the ability to live our life in the strength and the power that God has given unto us. And why is it? It's not that the power of the Lord or the power of the Spirit of God is not available, but the problem is because we have neglected to have fellowship and communion with the Lord. No wonder sometimes we ask the question, I think it was someone who asked me yesterday, he said, Brother Gideon, how is it possible that Christians, that believers, who know the Messiah, who love the Messiah, how can they behave like that and yet to claim that they follow Yeshua and they believe in Yeshua the Messiah? And you know, my response is simply this. I know how. I know why. The reason is when we don't have communion and fellowship with the Lord, how do you think we will be able to live the life of the believer in a world that is opposing anything that had to do with God and God's people? What do you think, we are robots? That God will press a button and turn us this way and press another button and turn us this way? No. There is a need to have fellowship and communion with the Lord on a day-by-day basis. We need to read our Bibles. Do we? We need to pray. Do we? We need to speak with the Lord and submit to His authority. Do we? There's no magic here. There's no trick in here. We know that when we are not in fellowship with the Lord, we are unable to do things that we could have done earlier when we were submissive to the Lord. And that's why it is so interesting, because you and I as believers in Yeshua the Messiah are already suitable for heaven.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.